You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Daddy, oh mine, dear mother divine, this world unjust I fear. I saw a play, a scene from life, my eyes still hold a tear. I never dreamed there's such a place as I have seen today, where they send old folks over the hill to the poor house far away. Over the hill, over the hill, why should they be there over the hill? Where are the ones they cherished when small, for whom they strived and gave them their all? What have they done for such a fate? I know that it isn't God's will. When they're old, instead of over the hill.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yes, I'm over the hill, but I'm not dead yet. And this is a Not Dead Yet edition of Radiola. And I base it upon my the yearly reflection on mortality. And that occurs for some reason. I don't know why, but about this time every year I start thinking about this stuff. And a little closer to the edge of whatever it is I'm at the edge of. Yes, it's one of those shows. Charles Harrison, Over the Hill, 1921, off an Emerson, and I've had that around for a long time. I finally decided to use that just to cheer you up. It's not terribly cheerful. Raderman's Radio Orchestra with While the Years Go Drifting By, and they're drifting by a lot faster than they used to drift by. And that was from 1926. That was a true tone, so-called. Okay. And that's what we've got. It's a true tone. It's not a bad one, though. Some of them sound rather dreadful, but the sound quality on that is pretty good. And, yes, and our theme, wake up chillin'. And, you better wake up and cut yourself a piece of cake. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I've got another ring of bark to consider at some point. And not that it's an observance, but not a celebration. But sometimes those changes can be beautiful, and if that sounds like a segue, it is. Here are the California Ramblers in 1927, and you'll hear a lot of Ed Kirkaby singing on this and a couple of other guys on Changes.
Beautiful, beautiful changes. Thank you.
eyes those beautiful changes in
different keys,
beautiful changes and
harmonies. He starts and sees,
then changes to D.
He's fooling around, most any old key.
What's that, dear, that minor strain? That's it, there it falls again. There's so many babies that
he can squeeze, and he's always changing those keys.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers in 1926. One of their classic recordings. Oh, yes. Grandpa's Spells. And we have those occasionally. It's usually, I think it's a viral thing. Nothing more serious, but sometimes you just want to hold on to something while the room is spinning. And maybe you can get off the merry-go-round at some point until it totally breaks down. Before that, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, Harold Lambert, otherwise known as Scrappy, a.k.a. and about five other things, too. He was, you know, he's wanted in several states. Among My Souvenirs, 1927, yes. Beginning with the California Ramblers with a trio featuring Ed Kirkby there, singing his heart out on Changes, 1927. And, yes, I'm noticing some changes, but they're gradual. Yes, I'm pushing a certain number, but not hard enough to break through, but I'm pushing it harder than before. So that's the thing. And this is Radiola, and we're pushing a lot of things this week, including a few buttons. So if you have those buttons, I'm sure you'll appreciate that. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm pushing whatever buttons I can find, including the medic alert button. I've fallen and I can't get up, and then I'll be here soon. Here's Kitty O'Connor in 1928. And, yes, Kitty O'Connor, There's Something About a Rose, sometimes, well, the bloom is off this particular rose, but they're pretty anyway.
Wander alone in my beautiful garden of dreams. You are the flower that grows in my beautiful garden, it seems. That every wonderful rose that is kissed by the heavenly dew brings memories of you. There's something about a rose that reminds me dear of you. Each pretty petal blows like the light in your eyes of blue. I press flower close to the lips you gave your kisses to. There's something about a rose that reminds me of you.
Got me made. goodness, but I'm afraid something's gonna happen to you, Mr. Big Boy. You got me hooked and hound. I would die if I should lose you now. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh, cut out wheat, ooh, lay off meat. Ooh, you get a pain in your tum-tum. Wear your flannel underwear when you climb a tree. Oh, take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Oh, take good care of yourself, you belong to me. When you sass a traffic cop, use diplomacy. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Beware of frozen tongues, ooh, socks and buns, ooh, lopsided lungs, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your bankroll. Keep the spoon out of your cup when you're drinking tea. Oh, take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
I used to meet her in the moonlight
in my Ohio.
The Singing Sophomores, a 1928 on Columbia, my Ohio home, and there they are. They're the Revelers, actually. Drifting over to the other side to get a little money. Doesn't hurt a thing for them to do that. It's nice to hear them on a vibratonal. It's not in terrific shape compared to some vibratonals, but it's nice they recorded variously as such. Before that, Helen Kane, and who else would that be? Button Up Your Overcoat, 1929, and that was her song, no doubt. And we have to button up our overcoat. Even today, I'll tell you, we're having a very nice March for May. I don't know. I mean, look outside. It's the first time I've seen the sun in about 2 weeks. It's great. I didn't barely recognize it. It was it's crazy. I said, what's that up there? We're just kind of drenched over here, but we're doing good, really. We're doing very well. We're doing as good, as much good as we can, and doing as well as we can, and trying to combine those two. So I don't think I'm mixing my adjectives with my adverbs because I know the difference. That's one thing I remember. Kitty O'Connor, There's Something About a Rose That Reminds Me of You, 1928, and some people think with me it's the Thorns. Oh, well. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your thorny host of Radiola, which sometimes you have to prune it in order to like it. We're going to play the California Ramblers again here. Yes. And this is something that I do frequently. I do more of this now than I used to because I have more to remember. However, I'm sure some of that's going to leak out my ears, too. But here's California Ramblers with a song written by the mega-talented Duncan Sisters. Yes, oh yes, Remembering from 1923.
Thank you.
Lou Gold and his orchestra, Jimmy Flynn on the vocal. If You Want the Rainbow, You Must Have the Rain, 1928. And we've had a, I haven't seen a rainbow, but I've seen a lot of rain. So if you have the rainbow, you'll have the rain. But if you have the rain, you won't necessarily have the rainbow. That's one of the things you learn as you get older. Yes, indeed. You know, sometimes, and you go to the end of that rainbow, there's no pot of gold, but there might be a pot of something else, depending on what was in that field. Before that, the Georgians, a recording I kind of had to fix because there was some terrible, a couple of skips in it. It was such a great sounding recording, so I made some minor edits with another file, and I tried to do that more or less seamlessly, and perhaps it sounds that way. But the Georgians in 1923 with You Tell Her I Stutter, and that that was a nice sounding record, except for a couple of things I had to adjust. And how can you go wrong with Frank Garrente and that group and from the Paul Specht band? They're just marvelous. That's true. It might be a speech impediment, but it's a great song. Beginning with the California Ramblers, remembering the song, as I say, by the Duncan Sisters. You gotta enjoy that too. And they were so talented. If you have a chance to see their movie that they did, which is It's a Great Life, and depending how you feel about that title, but there it is. That's out on Warner Video, and I think a couple of their they might have a Vitaphone short out too, but it's amazing how talented they were, and you gotta enjoy that. This is Radio All, I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to live up to my own adequacy at this moment. Looking forward and looking back, and stepping into a pothole because I'm missing the present. But and this has occurred too. Although I never quite had gold, it was more of a straw. But here it is, in 1903. Now this record is even older than I am. Henry Burr, in 1903, Silver Threads Among the Gold.
Silver Threads Among the Gold, sung by Mr. Henry Burr, Columbia Records.
Never older. Cause I got to keep on walking in the rain in this man's town. Got myself a red hot iron, gonna keep it in my bed. Got myself a red hot iron, gonna keep it in my bed. Fill myself with good old moonshine and lay there and let the rain fall till I'm dead.
The Harmonians, the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, Irving Kaufman, of course, and how could you miss him? Halfway to Heaven, 1928. Well, that about describes it, doesn't it, gang? Oh, yes. I don't need to say any more on this Not Dead Yet edition of Radiola. Bessie Smith, Rainy Weather Blues, 1924. And, boy, we got that. I swear I have to wring myself out. I am still damp, even though it's dried up a bit. Beginning with Henry Burr from an Archaeophone CD, and I recommend that highly, by the way, the original King of Pop, and he was. Silver Threads Among the Gold, 1903, and that's it. That's what we have. I'm growing old, so I'm still growing anyway, in a way. One has to grow. One grows until one just falls off the tree and rots. Ostensibly so. This is Radiola, and we're not falling off the tree, and we're not rotting yet. but we're certainly ripening. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm a lot riper than I care to admit. The Anachronic Jazz Band, in 1976, recorded a bunch of things in an anachronic style, anachronistic style, you might say. French group, very, very good stuff here, and this is what I suggest to anyone who's feeling a little creaky. Just get out there and move.